Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Bladed Tech Show number 37, The Pun Night Rises. I kind of paused there. Oops. But anyways, welcome. It was my last free day, so I'm going to make it count.
Make it count.
Yeah, and this is Heezy. I'm sure if you don't know him by now...
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I am the most popular man on the internet. How do you not know me by now?
Yeah, most popular in tweets about true achievements.
That's right.
Yeah, because I set notifications up on you and on Twitter to let me know when you're tweeting or something.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm trying to... They have a contest going on that you have to try and get increasing amount of achievements every day to try and win a subscription to them for a year. And you have to get more every single day. And I'm out, and that's like the 13th day. I don't know how I'm going to try and squeak out 13 achievements today, but I'm going to try.
Yeah, you do what you do, I guess.
Yeah.
So anyways, sloppy intros aside, we got some housekeeping to do, you know? It's obligatory stuff. Nobody likes it, but it's there because, well, we don't have to. It's just nice for my boss, Mike, to just kind of... Say, hey, you're supporting us, you're on our feed, so the least you can do is just promote us. So, that's what this is. Promotion, plugs, whatever. If you don't want to hear this, you can skip about a minute ahead. If you still hear kind of promotion speak, I'm sorry. I'm not time coding any of this. So, anyways, let's get up to housekeeping. And if you don't want to listen to it, skip over a minute now. So, anyways, I'm a part of Proven Gamer. I think Peasy is too. A social media manager. I don't know if we've got that squared away yet. Anyways, I did write articles there. We're still kind of trying to figure that out. And we'll get more on that soonish. Maybe Tuesday. I don't know. Maybe today. I don't know. You can view all those articles at provengamer.com if you want to read stuff rather than listen to us. But if you do want to listen to stuff like this, there's Trophy Whores, which is a PlayStation podcast where they kind of just talk about PlayStation. Same thing as Press X to One, except for a little bit better edited than all of us. And if you want to help out, you could be an editor, reviewer, podcast host, or video editor, and you can email that to admin, admin, at provengamer.com. We're going to need a lot of people for E3. That's coming up soon, so please get your application in before E3, and I'll probably send it to Tricky Maker. I don't know how it all works, but we'll contact you.
So, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. So, out of the nitty-gritty, into the meat and potatoes of the subject, the kind of thing that's going to affect this podcast the most, really, I have a job. Woohoo. Golf clap.
Yeah.
We all know how the clap works on this microphone. Holy shit. Let me get into it. I'm working for DST Health Solutions. If you've heard of them, great. If you haven't, sorry. But what I'm going to be is a data capture specialist. And that's basically fancy talk for I'm sitting at a computer like I am now and just kind of entering in health information for patients. It pays well, so I'm going to be able, when I am able to do stuff... because it's kind of a full-time job, until October, which we'll get to in a little bit. I'll be able to review more stuff, get more stuff out there for you guys, to be able to talk more stuff on this podcast. And I finally get to move, in July or September or August, in the next few months, really. And this will affect the Bladed Tech Show podcast and my article posting. So, how this is gonna go down... is the Bladed Tech Show will be available on Saturdays, not Mondays. So that's when we record, that's when we're putting it up. The reasoning for that is because I work 8 to 5. So that's a pretty hefty schedule working Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And if you haven't worked that before, yeah. But it pays well, so. And plus, it's my first job, so I can't really complain too much about the pay. And I'm not even complaining. I hope it doesn't come off as that. But articles will be posted on Saturdays and Sundays as well, because I won't have a lot of time to do stuff because I go to sleep at 6. I ain't not 6. Oh, jeez. I have 6 hours to do everything I want, so I'm gonna have a little less time to play on the weekdays, but I'm gonna have more time to play on the weekends, which I'm gonna look forward to those Saturdays. So anyways, that concludes our intro. Now let's get to some non-gaming stuff. I finished Daredevil. I finally did it.
The important that I finished Daredevil.
Yeah, the important. Well, I don't know if it's important that I finished. But I know we've talked about this before. I even eliminated 80% of the Marvel talk because we're going to talk a lot more Marvel next week with Age of Ultron coming out, which I think we need to do a spoiler cast. Should we do a spoiler cast? I know I'm kind of springing this on you, but...
Well, I'm not going to be seeing it for next week. I'm going to see it the weekend after, so...
Yeah, I might wait till I get paid. I don't know. But I don't know what the family's kind of looking at doing. Because next week, maybe I can finagle them to see Age of Ultron. Because next week is when they're having my kind of celebration dinner for my job.
Oh, so there you go. You can sneak it in there.
Yeah, see if I can be like, hey, can we go to Age of Ultron? You know, IMAX 3D. Yeah, like, and the cool thing is I could just tell them, yeah, I'll pay you back with my first paycheck. Because while I start this week, I don't think. If you haven't worked before, let me tell you this. You do not get paid the first week.
No.
You get paid nothing because all of that is just training. In fact, my first 5 days, I'm just basically kind of just sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, depending on what your pay schedule is, you may not get paid for 3 weeks.
Yeah, they didn't really talk pay schedule, and I'm not going to really talk too much and about the job, but I'm actually going to get my ID today, so that's kind of why I wanted to do this before 1 o'clock, because even though this is my last day, I kind of want to, you know,
enjoy the day.
Yeah, enjoy the day. I'm probably going to be playing a lot of Grand Theft Auto today.
Yeah,
I played a lot of it this weekend, but we're still in the non-gaming stuff. Major Nelson, I don't care that you can rent goats. Anyways, I got a Twitter notification for those who can't see what I'm doing on here. But yeah, Daredevil, I didn't love it until the last 10 minutes, because here's my thing about origin stories. I do not care about them. Especially if we have already gotten one in the form of a movie. And I think I'm going to love season 2 or what season 3 will entail when they kind of get on the right track as far as Nelson and Murdoch, that kind of dynamic, because there's an episode in here, which I won't spoil. It's awful. It's just plain awful. 80% of the episode is exposition. And I really didn't feel like it was a Daredevil. It really didn't feel like a Daredevil TV show until that last 10 minutes where they're kind of wrapping up the whole season. Where Daredevil's in his red suit with the horn.
But you have to admit that the build... Oh, sorry. You have to admit the build was worth the waiting for the suit, though. You keep seeing his suit, his black suit, get better and better because as he's realizing what he's using doesn't work.
Well, yeah, and I felt that was a little bit ham-fisted the way they did it because, well, actually, no, not really.
I thought it was brilliant.
I'm still kind of... At first, I thought the guy who made it for him, which I'm not spoiling because I realized the kind of embargo on this is still kind of up in the air with episodes that stream all at once. Because we really have, I don't really have a clear way of saying, oh yeah, people have watched this. I mean, yeah, people have watched it, but a lot more people are going to be watching it when Age of Ultron comes out, I think.
Possibly.
Because, and there's actually some really cool stuff going on that I'm reading about, which I'll talk about in just a moment, but I think, I was thinking back to that promo art. I don't know if you saw this, but there's like a motion poster where people were freaking out. Avengers Tower in the background, Avengers Tower in the background. I thought that was more of an artistic thing. I now think he's not going to be in Avengers for quite a while.
He might be.
The reasoning behind that, because of the way they showed the Avengers Tower. It was in a puddle. Like, he's in the shadow of the Avengers. And they very much talk about that in the show.
Well, I think that was done specifically to show that he exists in this world and he's going to be working his way up to it.
Yeah. Before we go... I'm not even going to go too deep because we talk about the Marvel Cinematic Universe a lot. Especially, well, every week since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back on, I've kind of been hammering at home that, hey, kind of don't like where the Cinematic Universe is going. Don't like it. Because I see the roadmap and I just, ooh. Wee. The last Marvel stuff I'll probably be talking about is this. I don't know if you saw it, PZ, but I was talking on Facebook. Hey, I've got a job. I can probably read comics again. So what comics would you recommend? And then somebody said, Marvel Unlimited. Subscribe to it. So I've got a free month of Marvel Unlimited because somebody... I saw in my email that there's a free month going around for everybody. Which the code is Star Wars. STARWARS. You can enter that code at checkout. And basically, you don't have to pay for that month. And then after that, you can pay however much you want.
However much you want?
Well, I'm sorry. I kind of got carried
away. I'll get in on that 1 cent, sir.
The once it really is worth 1 cent. I don't agree with the monthly price because I was thinking... It's somebody said it was like $69 a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so that's $5 a month. Okay, I can live with that. Then I
went, it was $10 a month.
Yeah, it's $10 a month. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, depending on how many comics you choose to read, I guess.
Well,
it might be worth it.
Let's talk about that. I'm actually reading, honestly, I'm kind of playing catch up because I haven't played, Jesus. I haven't really read comics in about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just in my camera here. Which you guys can't see, but you'll probably hear it because you'll hear rustling of the clothes in the microphone. I really need to get a pop filter for this to prevent that. And it looks so dumb. But anyways, I'm catching up on Civil War because that's the one actual storyline I've really wanted to read up for.
Yeah.
And okay, yeah, sure. it's fine. I've read the first 5 issues, like The Road to Civil War, which the way that they organize it. Let me open my app here, but it is awful the way they organized it.
Do they bounce it around?
What do you mean?
Well, I know Civil War has its own specific series, but then there's issues of other people's books that have Civil War implications in them.
It does do that. It does.
Yeah.
It does. So here's the order it goes in. Civil War, The Confession, which, by the way, don't read that first, because I read that first. That's the end of Civil War.
Oh, good job.
Then they've got Amazing Spider-Man 529, Amazing Spider-Man 530, Fantastic Four 536, New Avengers Illuminati, yeah, Fantastic Four 537, but it's kind of weird the way it does it, but if that's the way the timeline actually goes, fine. I just really don't like that they did the ending before the, I don't like how they ordered it in terms of the beginning book. Like, I don't want to read the end before I get to the end. I know what happens with Steve Rogers in that comic, but
I think everyone knows at this point.
Yeah, and I think something's going to happen that way in the cinematic universe.
I hope it doesn't. Now that he's signed on, I hope it doesn't. But I'll say this. I think with Civil War stuff, if you're going to read it through that, it's probably wise, if someone's going to do that, to just go to, like, a website and say, okay, what is the order I should read these in, and then just check those boxes.
Yeah. And I really want to read up on the other Marvel Cinematic Universe events, kind of, that have missed, like Age of Ultron, even though that apparently has no bearing on the movie.
Yeah, I was going to say that's very, very different.
Yeah, because I was peeking in the first issue, and I'm like, oh, this is the 2013. Where's the Ultron comics? Nope, can't find them.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading the Daredevil Mark Waid series. I'm probably going to read the new Marvel Now stuff, because it's in there, actually. I'm not too big of a fan of having to wait 6 months, but I am a really big fan of subscribe to all the Marvel comics you want. Well, I mean, not subscribe to all the Marvel comics, because that's what you'd be doing if you didn't have Marvel Unlimited. I'm a big fan of just read everything that we've had up until 6 months back.
Yeah.
Because
and to be honest, if you're going to do that, you've got plenty to wait the 6 months.
Yeah, because they've got some really good stuff in here. They've got Kraven's Last Hunt, Infinity Gauntlet, Messiah War, Original Sin, Planet...
Do they have a lot of the X-Men stuff?
I'm just looking at... X-Men Battle of Atom, X-Men Regenesis, X-Men Schism, X-Men Second Coming. And sorry for you audio listeners here, but my cat has decided to take drinks. And drinks are really loud in this microphone, because he is a... My cat really makes me mad when I'm recording and he does this shit. Because he is... I kid you not, in the last half hour that we've been recording, he has... Actually, before we were recording, he has done this 3 times since I've woken up and tried to record. Thoughts cannot express how much I hate cats. I mean, I like cats when they're not doing this shit, but 80% of the time, I'm just infuriated at my cats.
So what you're saying is when you move out, you won't be getting a cat?
I'm getting a dog when I move out. They're less annoying. And that's saying a lot. And
cats can be bastards.
People think I'm kidding. I hate cats. I am not a cat person. If this was my house, there wouldn't be no cats in it. There would be zero cats, because they are the most demanding people, and they don't give you anything back.
They're
just like, pet me, pet me, pet me, feed me, feed me, feed me. Clean out the litter box, clean out the litter box. With a dog, I can just say, poop outside, you dingus. And
a dog will come to you looking for love. A cat will walk away.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a big thing, but he always does this when I'm recording. My cat always does this when I'm recording. And it's infuriating as fuck. And that's actually something we will need to tone down. In coming weeks, the cursing, because I will be recording when... Ooh. I will be recording when my parents are home, so, yeah. Yay. I'm a kid. But soon, we won't have to worry about that. Soon. Hashtag soon.
Hashtag.
Then the last thing I'm going to mention is, since I have a job, I'm going to do Patreon stuff. Yay, Patreon stuff. Not me going to Patreon. I don't want to implicate that. But paying for stuff on Patreon. Like, here's some examples. I don't know if you're looking at the doc like I am, but I've got the Geek Box, Retronauts, the Comic Conspiracy, We Have Concerns, Kind of Funny Games, Cox and Crindor, pretty much it, and the comedy button. I know that's a lot of people to support, but I really like each and every one of them. And it's like $150 a month, so that's really not bad when you think about it. Like, they're pretty much it. I'm paying $50 a month. I'm pledging $50 a month, but I get a t-shirt and poster, and I get access to, like I said with Marvel Unlimited, it's more about the back catalog mm-hmm. for me. I don't care. I'm still going to subscribe to their podcast feeds, but I'm going to get them earlier. I'm going to get them better. And I get movie commentaries. The perks are nice. They're nice.
The perks are worth the price.
And you'll probably hear more about this in the 38th podcast episode because, well, that's when I'm going to start making money. So you're going to be hearing a lot more money talk.
Cash money.
Cash money. Hashtag get straight making that money. So, I see you got Angel, NBA Playoffs, and WWE Extreme Rules, PPV.
Yeah, that's right.
And yes, I know pay-per-view is PPV. Yes, I know. So, anyways, let's talk about this. You're rewatching Angel. Let's talk about
it. Yes. Angel's a very old show, considering the time we're in. Something 2 weeks old is very old. but if you're a fan of Buffy or Angel, I always urge to go back and rewatch because they are good. They are still good. And they are still better than a lot of television today.
Yeah, that's definitely on my list to watch, and I'll probably watch it at some point when I'm not.
I recommend it. Have you never seen it?
I don't think I have. No.
They're very good.
Yeah, I know that'll probably drive people insane that I haven't seen things like Firefly, Serenity, Angel, or Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's just like I'm a fan of the 20-minute episode more recently because I'm not going to have a lot of time to devote to just sitting on a couch.
Yeah, these are 42-minute episodes, so you're going to have to devote some time.
Yeah, and the reason why I like Daredevil is it's only 13 hours. That's something I could deal with if it's just one season or something like that.
Yeah, these are hundreds of hours.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they're worth it. And then if you're gonna watch them, you know, Buffy and Angel started when season 4 of Buffy, so you kind of bounce back and forth because they tie into each other. Things that happen here affect there, and vice versa. But
this is Joss Whedon, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because
back when he was a genius.
Oh.
Yeah. But I've kind of soured on him a little bit lately, but.
Yeah, I can't really say a lot about Joss Whedon because I don't really have a lot of experience on the guy. But
I'm very well versed, but I'll say I don't know. He's made a lot of weird decisions lately, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, but I really don't have anything to add on that part because I haven't watched it. So so let's just move on to sports, and more sports. NBA.
Yeah, we'll be quick because I'm sure people don't care about sports. But
yeah, I could talk about my Canucks. But
could you? What could you say?
They're doing really good.
They're doing fantastic.
I can't keep up with them even on this schedule. So,
well, my Celtics are out. It was a very bullshit game yesterday, if you ask me. But I guess you are asking me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just so fed up with the whole LeBron James bullshit. It's really just getting grating on me, and I just.
Oh, are they still doing that? Are they still like holding them up on a pedestal?
Are you kidding me? He's on the highest pedestal he's been on.
Oh God.
It's the worst thing.
Dear Michael Jordan, you have not been relevant since 1996. Go away, please. Sincerely, your podcast host. Awesome Belzer.
Michael Jordan?
Oh, is that not what you're talking about?
No, LeBron James. No, LeBron James.
LeBron James, stop appearing in my Samsung commercials and stop appearing in my everyday life. Sincerely, Awesome Belzer. You have not been relevant in quite a while.
Unfortunately, LeBron James is the most relevant thing because they're forcing him to be. So we'll move on from that because I'm so fed up with talking about LeBron James. It literally makes me sick.
Yeah. Speaking of sickness, Extreme Rules.
Do you pay attention to wrestling at all?
I did when my dad had WWE Network.
Mm-hmm.
Were you watching through that or?
Yeah.
Actually, I think we should explain what that is because we don't talk about sports much, but we know about them. So yeah. WWE Network is kind of what Marvel Unlimited is to comic book fans, except for a lot more up to date.
Yeah, very relevant.
Yeah, they have. I believe it's every wrestling match that's ever been televised on there.
Almost. I mean, they have every pay per view on there, and then you get the new pay per views every month.
Okay, so
$10.
But it is really a great value for $10 a month.
I completely agree. Whether you agree with, whether you're a fan of what they're putting out currently or not, that's kind of irrelevant. But for $10 for everything that they put on that network, I'm baffled that people aren't spending the money to pay for it every month.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling's not a thing I really keep up on. I kind of kept up with it because my dad kind of kept up with it. It was kind of more of a like bonding type thing.
Yep.
And actually, it's interesting you talk about this because I was at like our own local Comic Con and Jerry Lawler was there. I just couldn't find him. So,
well, he may have been there for 12 minutes and then bounced.
Yeah, he was like promoting a new comic or something.
Yeah, he's a very avid drawer.
Yeah,
he's pretty good at it too. But
on the plus side, I saw Steven and Robbie Amell. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Arrow, as they like to call him.
Yeah. Not the Green Arrow, the Arrow.
No.
Oh, no. The Arrow. And actually some really interesting stuff kind of happened this week, but I figured we've already talked about Agents. Yeah, we've talked about my grievances with the Arrow, my grievances with the Flash. We've talked about that shit. So anyways, let's talk about this pay-per-view, because I've seen a lot of this shit in my Twitter feed, so shoot away.
It was kind of boring to me.
There was only
one good match in my eyes, and that was the tag match, and honestly, it wasn't that great, and I did not like the outcome. A lot of outcomes I didn't like in this pay-per-view. I don't understand how they get away with writing this crap.
Well, are you talking about the one with Seth Rollins?
Well, I kind of didn't mind that outcome because it kind of made sense. There was no way he was losing that match, but
because that's what I was talking about when I was talking about my Twitter feed. That's the one that.
What did you hear? What were people saying?
I kind of skimmed it, so I don't really remember a lot. But I know Dan Reichert, Game Informer, Giant Bomb, whatever. He's a really big wrestling fan, and he's like
huge.
He has an American flag and a wrestling ring belt thing on it. That's his profile picture, so wrestling. But I think he said something along the line, like, that was the best fight he's ever seen or something. I'd have to look it up.
It's very possible. I think I don't understand wrestling fans these days because if they see one thing out of the 50,000 things they see, they'll say it was the greatest thing they've ever seen. It's the best show they've ever seen. I don't get that line of thinking. There was some decent parts, but the overall experience of everything, it's been garbage for quite a while. I don't oversell like everyone else does.
Yeah, I think a lot of non-wrestling fans like me, I just kind of kept up with it because of my dad. But I think a lot of people who don't understand wrestling nowadays are just saying, they don't understand that it's just entertainment. It's not a real sport, really. I mean, yes, there is physicality there.
I think it's definitely a real sport, but it's definitely a stage sport.
Yeah, people like, not like me because I know it's staged. I know about Vince McMahon. It was me all along.
It was me, Austin.
Like, that has turned into the meme of the century when talking about the Flash. I even used it in my the group chat for kind of funny. Anyways, yeah, I just think a lot of people don't understand wrestling anymore. Who haven't kept up with it? I should say.
That's true.
Like, because WWE Network, that's money. That is money lining pockets.
It really is, man. People need to jump on that. They need to. If you're not a fan of the wrestling now, you've got the wrestling that you did enjoy.
Yeah.
All sitting there waiting for you to re-enjoy. And they've got so many, you know, specials and brand new content that they put out every week that, honestly, it's completely worth the $10, whether you care about the bull crap they're putting out now or not.
Yeah, and the bright side, which we forgot to mention, if you like to game on it too, you can snap that shit on Xbox One, Xbox 360. Well, you can't snap it on Xbox 360.
No,
but you can watch WWE Network on pretty much any console you have. I can watch it on my freaking iPad.
Mm-hmm.
The future. And it's not like
the future is here.
And it's not like HBO where I have to set up some shit with Apple TV or... I don't have to do all that.
It's extremely simple.
It is. It is the most simple. Like, if I want to, for example, for you audio listeners, I can take out my phone, download the app, log in, and it's on my phone, and I can stream it to my Xbox One.
Yep.
That's the shit I really hate about at HBO Now's iOS shit. Because, yeah, I can watch it on the web, but it is a far worse experience on the web.
Well, Apple threw money at them, and HBO is, if anything, for the money.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about getting a Chromecast to kind of, I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about what we're playing. You got first dibs here, so.
Yeah, again, we're back with Mortal Kombat. We kind of glanced over the simple achievements earlier with the true achievement contest, but it's still fun to do. I mean, you're not cheating the game doing it. You're just trying to go for the easier ones.
Yeah, and I should be seeing you in the crypt.
Yep, I'm gonna be starting the crypt very soon, because I want to get all the simple stuff out of the way. You know, do a certain thing in a match, do all this stuff in a match before I dive headfirst into all the crazy hard achievements, because there are very time-consuming achievements in this game, as the other Mortal Kombat there was. And because there's so much content in this game that you have to do so many things. And then the crypt, from what people are telling me, is so deep. I want to get all the easy stuff out of the way now before I say, okay, dive in and hunker down and do everything you need to do, because it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of your sense of overdrive now, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
And the reason why I said I'll see you in the crypt very soon, because I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. You've actually sold me on... Redbox, I don't care about your... Ooh, free one-day DVD rental. Ooh. I'm going to rent some movies. Hey, I mean, free movie. I might...
Take it.
Yeah.
Free is free.
But anyways, like I said, I'm going to be buying that because you have actually completely sold me on it. Because, honestly, I liked the trailer, sure. Mm-hmm. It was a fine trailer. It's fine. I'm going to throw that in every week. I'm sorry. But you, like, the way you described it to me is just the most plainest and simplest I think I've heard anyone say. IGN, Game Informer, nobody has really explained it the way you did. So, congrats.
Well, I'm glad it worked, because it's true. Everything I said is true.
Maybe you should be PR.
Maybe.
Full disclosure, I am PR for Proofing Gamer. But yeah, I should be seeing you in the crypt. I can't say I'll be buying a fighting pad or some shit like that, but...
Oh, no. You don't need to get that crazy into it.
But if it's anything like Injustice, I will probably get beaten up by my stepbrother every time he comes over.
Practice, and maybe you'll beat him. Find that one guy you really like.
Here's the thing. I was really good at Batman, like the really heavy characters in Injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just find a way. Oh, I interact with that. I find all of his weaknesses. I would practice for hours on end. That would be my game. And then he'd come over whipped. I'm like, ah. And he does it in Halo, too. And it frustrates the fuck out of me.
Well, you may run into the same issues with this game, because it builds on Injustice.
Yeah. Injustice 2, Ed Boon, please?
It's happening, come on. Please? It's definitely happening.
Yeah, I think after this success, you don't make an Injustice 2. But we've already talked about that, so we're not going to talk about that shit. So I see you've got Nameless 3DS games.
Yes, Nameless because it's just, I've been bouncing around. You know, I've been playing a little bit of Pokemon Shuffle, Pokemon Rumble World, Pokemon Ruby.
So, Pokemon.
Mario Kart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Super Mario Land 2. Just been bouncing around because, you know, while you're watching the television and you got commercials and things like that, you can play your little DS and have a little fun, play it while you're trying to fall asleep.
Now, I've got a question on this, because I'm actually looking for a handheld. I haven't played handheld games in a really, really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since, like, my favorite handheld was the Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. Not the SP. Don't even talk to me about that shit. That SP.
You're not a fan of the SP?
No, I'm saying I do not like the SP. Because it...
What?
Because it was too small for my hands. Look at these hands.
I've got small baby hands.
For audio listeners, I put up my hands to the camera that I am using to talk to Heezy. And I have really humongous hands. I could barely hold the Xbox 360 controller. I actually had to get special trigger stops so I could actually hold it.
Oh, jeez. I have very baby girly hands, so.
Yeah, so that's why I don't like the SP. It's not that I love the backlight because... Oh god, the backlight on the. But anyways, I told myself
it didn't exist.
I told myself
the original.
I wouldn't talk about this, so I told myself not to get started. But my question is, 3DS or Vita?
Well, I'll tell you this, and as an owner of both, and as a lover of both, I find it baffling that people can pick the Vita over the 3DS.
Why?
Because the games are just better. On the 3DS, in my opinion.
Okay.
There are very good games on the Vita. Do not get me wrong. But I'm not one of those people that just gravitates towards indie games the way certain people do. And I'm not saying indie games are bad, because there are a lot that I love. It gets tiring when that's all a system offers you versus bigger name games that feel meatier.
And I think everyone here knows my stance on indie games. If you don't, real quick, summarization would kind of be, I don't like calling them indie games. I kind of liken it to music. I like all kinds of music, but...
Yeah, but there's indie music. So if you're going to liken it to music, you've got indie. Yeah, it's its own genre.
I don't even call indie music. I call it alternative.
Well, they may fight you on that, because indie music has really helped them with money.
But... The reason why I call it alternative is because people qualify indie. Like, because you can't really say, for example, Broken Age is coming out this week. You can't really call that indie, can you? I mean, that game's got the budget of any AAA game out there.
Broken Age was backed by Kickstarter, though.
Well, even so, that's more crowdfunded than...
Well, how could you be more indie than crowdfunding?
Because they actually have some padding behind themselves. You know, they've got... They could make Grim Fandango Well, they did make Grim Fandango.
Well, that's a completely different thing. That's Sony helping them out with that, but they made Broken Age on their own with our money, with my money. I paid for that.
Oh, so you're playing that today then?
I don't know. I have not paid attention to the Broken Age Act 2 emails at all, so I don't know if I'm getting that for free.
Yeah, you are.
I should. I am?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Double Fine sent out a tweet saying, last night, actually, you could have played it.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad I'm going to get that for free, because I did back that game. I don't know how you can call that not indie. Just because they're working with Sony now to get it on the PS4, that's different. They made this game all right. They were doing this on their own. To me, that's the epitome of indie.
Well, to me,
there's two different thoughts of indies. I mean, indie being you are an independent developer, but you may work with a console creator, or you're doing everything on your own. And the everything on your own thing is what I think you gravitate more towards when you use the word indie for a game. Because, you know, Insomniac's an indie developer, but they typically mostly work with Sony. We saw what Sunset Overdrive they did with Xbox, but, you know, they're typically a Sony developer.
Well, and they even just put out a PC game.
Yeah, see? So that's technically indie. But when you're talking about a game genre, I feel it more encompasses a specific genre of games.
All right. You do actually make some really good points that I haven't considered, really.
Well, I'm not saying your points are wrong. I'm just saying that, to me, it makes more sense to do it to categorize it that way, because it's not bad. I don't hate indie games. I love a lot of indie games. It's just when your system is flooded with them and there's nothing. Where's Uncharted 2? You know, where's the second Uncharted? Why is Sony not making money with that? It makes no sense.
What do you mean?
Like, where is... You made a couple of games first party for that system. Where's a sequel? If Uncharted Golden Abyss is one of your best-selling games for that system, why are you not making a second one? Why are you abandoning your system? It makes absolutely no sense to me to have it... People say, can we please get this game on Vita? Can we please get this game on Vita? And it's not Sony that we're asking. It's the people that are making independent games that we're asking, can we please get this game on Vita?
Well, let me look that up for a minute, because I don't think that was who you think it was. In terms of developer.
What do you mean?
I think it was like Sony Bend or something.
But that's a Sony. That's a Sony.
Well, but aren't they working on a new IP or something?
They are, but are they working on a new IP for Vita?
Okay. Maybe. It's Sony Ben with Naughty Dog as a producer.
Right. So why are you not having them do another game?
Because I, like you said, I think they're focusing a little bit more on PS4, because I think, and the reason I think there actually is a sound reason for that.
Because there's more money in it, of course. That's the sound reason.
Not only that, is because you really don't have to develop for Vita, and I think there's a Vita 2 coming out soon.
Well, I don't know about soon, but I don't think Sony's going to give up.
Revealed soon, at the very least. Because
I hope not. That's too early. 3 years?
Well, do you remember last E3? I mean, I know we're going to talk about this probably next week or the week after, but I think we are due for a new Vita.
A new model or a new system altogether?
A new system.
I think that's way too early. I mean, they clearly gave up on this Vita a year out, but we're only 3 years out from launch in the U.S. I mean, they want this to work so hardcore with the PS4, they're not even hyping that up greatly either.
Mm-hmm.
Why have you not bundled that in with the PS4 for $500?
You actually might be surprised on that part, because I was actually looking at PS4s. And GameStop, I don't know if this is like a special thing, but they have a Remote Play bundle.
That's a GameStop bundle. That's not a Sony bundle. Make it a Sony bundle. Don't make it where you have to go to GameStop to get this bundle.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And a lot of people, the reasoning for that, I think, is because a lot of people do not like this new Vita, the second model.
Oh, I completely agree. I have the original model. I got it a month after it came out. So
I did some fact checking on this. It sold 4 million as of January 13, 2013. So take that with a grain of salt. You could purchase it in 2011 to now. So, like the Wii U, we are due for a new Vita. And I'm not talking about revision. I'm talking about new hardware model that is similar, but an evolution.
So you're talking about a brand new console, period.
A brand new Vita. Like a brand new handheld.
Well, that's what I mean. See, to me, with the handheld, that's too early. With the Wii U, they fucked up big time from the start. So, yes, Nintendo, just admit you fucked up and just move on, please. Do that for your own sanity. Do that for my sanity as a fan of Nintendo for 30-plus years. So, yes. But with Sony and their handheld, I don't know, man. You need to do something that whatever happened with the PSP, and I understand it was mostly homebrew that made that thing last forever. There's two new PSP games coming out. Brand new PSP games coming out. How is that still possible, Sony? Why have you not said, try to make this for Vita? Whatever. Anyway, I think they have willingly just given up on that system, and it makes absolutely no sense to me why, other than they don't see money in it. And if you don't see money in it, why bounce around to a brand new system if you don't see the money in the system that should have been, that should have killed the 3DS? That system, by all counts, should have destroyed Nintendo. But they didn't.
Yeah, I do agree with that kind of discussion. And the PSP came out in 2004, and it didn't get discontinued till last year.
Yeah, I think it was March 2005, and it had a pretty crappy launch lineup, too. But
It was March 24th, 2005.
Yeah.
And discontinued in January 2014.
Yeah. That thing lasted, and it's still getting games.
Yeah, not so much, but it's still kind of there. Because I think the difference between PSP and Vita is that you're dealing with a new cart system, and I don't know what that really entails, but the UMDs, I remember having a PSP, and I love the PSP. I didn't care for the UMDs, but they were basically GameCube discs.
Kind
of,
yeah.
And I actually remember trying to take the UMD out of its case. Because
I worked at GameStop at the time, and we definitely took them out of the cases. When they were destroyed games, we would always take them out of the cases.
Yeah, I didn't realize that destroyed the case. I didn't realize that the casing was the game. So I was like,
the casing was there to help the game actually work. You needed that case to work.
Yeah, because when I got the PSP for a really long time ago, about the time Transformers 2 came out, so about 2009, I got the PSP with Spider-Man, Web of Shadows on the PSP. Because Spidey, I love Spidey. I've even played the PS3 version of Web of Shadows. By the way, great game. If you have not played that, play it.
Which one's Web of Shadows?
It's the one where you could switch...
with the four different Spider-Men?
I'm sorry?
With the four different Spider-Men?
No, that's Shattered Dimensions.
Oh, okay.
I have not played that. If you enjoyed that, I haven't. I'll probably play it on PC.
I did like that game. That game was really good. Is Web of Shadows the one with Wolverine on the cover?
I think. He was in the game.
Okay, then yes, that was a good game too, actually. I did like that one as well.
It was the one that ended with Venom.
Yes.
Yeah, that one, if this Marvel thing pans out, that I think it will, holy crap. But anyways, let's actually get into games we're actually playing. I kind of derailed the situation.
I think it was a good derail, though.
It was about an 8.5. It was a great derail. It could have had some improvements. It had some technical issues. But anyways, I'm going to talk about something I haven't talked about in a while, but everyone knows I love. Grand Theft Auto 5. Not on PC. I have actually really no excuse to talk about this. But I really dove into Grand Theft Auto 5 this weekend. It is the most fun game.
It really is.
Because a lot of people are like, oh, you go and shoot civilians. You go and shoot people. No, that's not what I do. I'll shoot somebody in a drive-by. Yeah, I will shoot a civilian. I will go on record saying I will shoot a civilian.
Who doesn't?
And I'm not unstable. But anyways, what I'm really trying to say is driving in that game. You can be whoever you want to be in that game. Like, you can steal a cop car and just be a cop. Mm-hmm. And just try and pull people over and turn on your sirens. You could just be that guy. And you could be a tow truck driver. You could play golf in the game.
Play tennis.
You could play... It's a real life simulator. It's California Simulator 2015. And 2014 and 2013.
You can be a taxi cab driver. You can be an ambulance driver.
You really can. I mean,
firefighter.
You can't really, like... It's not really... In the nature of the game, you can do the taxi cab, but I don't think you can put up. You can put up fires, but it's not really effective if you're. Yeah, it's not really effective, and my nostrils went up to my nose. Ugh, like my nostrils folded in on themselves, so I was kind of like, it kind of because one thing when you break your nose, it really hurts when you. Like, suck in a lot, because you still got some, like, broken cartilage up there.
Nice.
And your nose itches, like, on the right tip of your nose. It always itches. So you'll, like, kind of stroke your nose every now and again, and people will ask what you're doing, and you're like,
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking about things.
Well, yeah, it's just kind of like an idle thing you pick up. It's like, just stroking your nose.
Yep.
But besides Grand Theft Auto, I just wanted to talk about that briefly. I've also been playing some new games. What? Project Spark mainly, and Happy Wars are two of the other ones. Now, I won't go into depth about what I'm doing in that game, because it's not really a game as I see it. It's more of a make your own game, which I saw somebody post about the Conquer DLC. Like, microtransactions, what are those? That game has microtransactions. Don't bullshit us with that.
No, I don't know what you saw. Were you talking about with Conker talking?
Yeah.
I think he was making a joke about microtransactions being bullshit and they didn't exist when he was out.
Oh, okay. But I find that very ironic because you go into the game, you want to, like, get assets, you have to pay for them. I mean, yeah, you can earn that, but it is much faster to just... If you just want to get into the game and make all the characters you can and make a good game, you have to
pay... Oh, yeah, that should be prefaced, too. It's not a game, per se. It's a game where you make a game.
Yeah, that's why I don't even call it a game. It's a creation tool.
Yeah. I mean, you can play games in it. You can go download people's games. They have their own games in it, but... I mean, it's mainly for people who want to try and make a rudimentary game.
Yeah, and I think that's something kind of better utilized on Windows 10, which we'll talk about at the end of our little segment here. And then I've been playing Happy Wars, and Happy Wars is just a joy to play. It is a joy. If you haven't downloaded it on Xbox One, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It's free.
It's free. It's free to play. You got cute little attacking guys. It's really difficult when you get down to it.
The story's silly.
Oh, the story's silly. Sillier than a Peanuts movie. Like, I kind of skipped the story, because it's kind of not a MOBA. It's a real-time strategy game, except for without the top-down view. It's a third-person kind of...
It's kind of a hack and slash real time strategy.
Yes, that's exactly it. Because you can be a warrior, a cleric, or a mage, and people can buff you. It's really deep when you get down to it. So play that game. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
If you do anything this week, play that game.
Yes, and it's not just for Xbox One. if you play, I mean, if you only have a 360, it's on that as well.
Yeah, if you if you're not into all the graphics whatnot, you could play it on 360.
And it's been out a while on 360, so this is just it just recently came out on Xbox One.
And do you know what's funny about that? I downloaded it when they mistakenly released it, and then deleted it when I saw it.
Yeah.
My title screen still says pre-release software.
Mine does too.
Yeah.
I downloaded it after they fixed it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
That is very weird, but, you know, did you play it on 360?
Yeah, I did.
So it fucked up your game on 360.
I'm not going back. So.
Well, that's what I mean. That's the thing. Like, you're not going to go back to it, so you don't care. But that, like, one person who would go back to play it on 360, they're fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably re-download it on 360 and see if actually my saves are fucked. But I know I started completely over on Xbox One, so.
Yeah. I didn't play very much on 360, so I started over on that, too. But they do carry over your stats.
They didn't for me, so that's why I'm
that might have happened for you because you downloaded the pre-release one by accident, but they carried over my stats for it, which was weird.
Yeah, because I saw it when it downloaded it. I was like, oh, crap. Like, I thought it was just a mistaken release, like, they mistakenly released the beta, but then it came out, like, a week later, and I was like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Because...
But...
Not to talk too much E3, but that was actually on my prediction that they were going to release it at the pre-show, like a beta. I didn't think it was coming out this year.
Interesting.
I did not think that was going to be an easy port, so I was like, oh, it's not going to be an easy port. So I was just automatically assumed it's going to be happening at E3, but it's only going to be a beta. So I was really surprised when it said, hey, you can download the game now. I was like, what? That was quick. Like, they've only mentioned Happy Wars on Xbox One maybe once or twice in the past year.
That's true.
So
I forgot it was even coming out until that accident happened.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm down to play this. I'll probably play this every day. Well, not every day, but since it's work. But another game I've played not a lot of was NBA 2K15. Sports, and more sports. I didn't play a lot of it because it was a hefty install.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's like 60 gigabytes, and it was free until yesterday for Xbox Live Gold members, which I think I need to explain how my Xbox Live Gold is set up. I got a free month. That's how I'm accessing all this gold, Xbox Live Gold stuff. Most likely will not pay for another month until I move out. I don't like subscriptions that are $60 a year. I don't like that at all.
Oh, I haven't paid $60 a year for Xbox Live Gold in forever.
Well, even
you got to find those deals. There's deals everywhere. I mean, you follow Major Nelson; he tweets them out.
Yeah, I get notifications too. But I even follow video game deals, like Cheap Ass Gamer.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just not a big fan of paying over $30 a year for something unless it's something that actually provides me with new stuff every day, every week. Gives me a reason. Like, some people might argue, hey, you got deals with gold. I don't care about that.
Oh, I do. Some of those deals are great.
Because unless it's like a special sale, like a spring or a Christmas sale, I don't really see a lot of value, because I don't care that Metro Redux was $15. That's chump change, because it was like $20 when it came out. So
25,
yeah,
for each game
25.
Redux itself was 50, but each game was 25.
Yeah, I'd have to, let me actually pull up Smart Glass to give to you my reasoning why I don't like that kind of mantra, because it's also, there's a really dumb thing with Smart Glass where it only shows the Xbox Live Gold section if you're a gold subscriber, but not if you're, so okay, games with gold, fine. So here's the deals with gold that I'm currently aware of. NBA 2K15 promo bundle, $38.99. what is it regularly, you might ask? $64.99. Okay, that's actually a pretty good deal. Well, that's not bad. Call of Duty Ghosts, Digital Hardened Edition, $59.99 instead of $99.99. I don't care about Ghosts, nor do I care about NBA 2K15. I just wanted to try it. Then Never Alone, $8.99 instead of $15. That's not a lot of savings. That's half off, but I've kind of been spoiled by Steam in that regard, where I can buy a game for 30 cents.
Yeah, but see, that's different. It's the same, but it's different at the same time.
Yeah, it's just...
Steam can do that because there's 50 billion games on that system.
Well, it's like I was talking about last week. I think I talked about this last week. Did I talk about Skyrim last week?
Possibly. Not very much.
Oh, wait, I didn't. Because I played it this week because it was free. But anyways, we'll talk about that. I actually forgot to add that. Oops.
Skyrim was free on PC?
Yeah, it was free on PC for the weekend.
Oh, so you couldn't keep it. It was just free to play.
Yeah, I told my stepbrother that, and he got like a speeding ticket, so he couldn't buy it. But well, it was just a case of a guy sitting right behind the sign. So,
well, yeah.
So it's kind of entrapment, if I do say so myself.
Well, speed traps are kind of necessary sometimes.
Okay, we disagree, but we don't like talking political stuff, and I'm actually not even supposed to be talking about this, so... Another game I've been playing is Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Oh, boy. It is a lot more stealthy than you might think. And it is actually better than any Assassin's Creed game out right now, in my opinion.
Wow.
Because it is actually stealthy. You need to notice guard patterns. You need to observe everything.
I've heard the guard patterns in that game are really stupid.
They are really stupid, but they're smart. They're not like, oh, hurt the dirt, I'm gonna look around when you're on the rooftops.
See, that's what I heard they were. I heard they were really dumb and they were very predictably easy.
No, they're not. At least not to me. And there is a change here. It's 2.5D instead of 3D, so you can go into the background, come back out, go into the back... Like, you can go into the background with this game. And that's actually really, really good. And it's kind of art house kind of game, like I said last week. It is really artsy-fartsy in that sense, because everything looks like a big watercolor. I do have some complaints that I've always had with Assassin's Creed. The voices seem British, rather than actually Chinese. Like, there is some Chinese dialogue where it's like, hun, 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 hun. I'm sorry, Chinese people, I didn't mean to upset you, but like, I have Chinese and Japanese people in my family, so that's kind of actually really accurate. I just can't speak a lick of Chinese. So it's very, like, rapid and everything. But I don't like people speaking another language when they're supposed to be speaking one language. That's not cool to me. I'd rather... like I said with my Assassin's Creed Unity review way, 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 way back, I don't like that people, like, that they kind of make you understand their words. I don't like that. I have subtitles for that. Please don't make me sound stupid. And the last thing I'll kind of mention is Ezio makes an appearance.
A quick appearance.
It's a quick appearance, but he makes an appearance. They did some retconning on this. They did some huge retconning on Ezio. Because he kind of sounds Chinese in this, instead of Italian.
But he's an old man now, though, so.
Yeah, you don't realize he's Ezio until it tells you he's Ezio, so. And he's wearing completely different garb than he would if... It's just weird. And you kind of got a hint of that in Black Flag when they were talking about I don't know if you've played it, right? Black Flag? Like the...
I played about 18 seconds of it.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Well, I like I said, back when I was playing Black Flag and I didn't really like it, I still watch my stepdad play it, and he came across this audio file that was really weird. Like, it was kind of narration, but you see Ezio and this Chinese girl, and that's kind of where this is kind of set. At the Great War of China and all that. But anyways, the two big things. PC, y'all. PC. I am building one. And actually had to revise my build too many times.
In a good way or in a bad way?
In a good way. I mean, I'm spending a little... Man, this is really weird. I don't like how the price fluctuates on PC Part Picker. But I'm not going to go over exactly what the specs are, because it might go over people's heads. But looking at the Batman Arkham Knight specs, where I wanted to run it in Ultra, I made some serious upgrades. So now I've got a i7 quad-core 4 GHz processor, a 82.9 cubic feet per minute cooler, 16 gigs of GDDR3 213. Oh, I need to change this RAM because, oh dear, I need to make some adjustments here. This is actually not the completed build, but I have 16 gigabytes of memory, 120 gigabyte SSD, a 2 terabyte hard drive, an EVGA GeForce GTX 980, 4 gigabyte, and a 600 watt power supply. I guess I forgot to kind of view my revised build. Let me pull up my revised build, because the one I have on my iPad is different from my actual build that I'm making. So what? Okay, yeah. So I'm sorry. I actually messed some of this up. Oops. The processor is the i7-4790K at 4 GHz quad core. An H100i77 cubic feet per meter. Liquid CPU cooler. Liquid. Oh.
Liquid.
An ASUS Z97 LGA 1150 motherboard. A Corsair Vengeance 16 gigabyte RAM sticks, and it's in like two RAM sticks, so each one is 8 gigabytes. So, whoop, whoop. 120 gigabyte SSD from Samsung, 840 Evo if you're being specific. 2 terabyte hard drive, a GTX 980, and I'm probably gonna add SLI to that, probably, if we're being honest. A Cooler Master Storm Striker. It's like a white case, a ATX full tower, and a 600 watt. So that's actually what my actual specs are. So I forget why the parts on my iPad are different. But last thing I'll say about what I've been playing is Xbox on Windows 10.
Yeah.
What?
I was just saying yes.
Yeah, it's just your microphone kind of distorted your voice for a minute there.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's not your fault. It's headsets are headsets, you know? You work with what you got. So I don't really have a lot to add to the Xbox on Windows 10 thing, but there are certain things in this build of Windows 10 that have me really excited about Xbox on Windows 10.
Yeah.
Pumping fists.
That's right.
Because I've got some screwy things up with my keyboard, but because to mute audio, I have to press FN and then the mute audio key instead of just the mute audio key. So I don't know what's going on with that. I think it's just... That's some of the screwy stuff that's going on with this build is... You have to press the function key, then what you want to do. So if I just press the deactivate mouse button, I wouldn't reload a web page. I'd deactivate my mouse. If I hit FN. But anyways, so what they do here is you press Windows and G and a game bar comes up. Kind of similar to when you double tap the Xbox button on your Xbox One. Except for it's not like a center, it's just kind of like a bar that you see that you can take a screenshot right from there. And there's hotkeys for this. Like Windows Alt print screen for screenshots. And it'll send it right to the Xbox app and people can see it. I haven't really gotten the game bar working in Steam games, but I'm sure that if you did it, say, like with Civilization or one of the Microsoft games out there, I'm sure it would work. It just doesn't. I tried it with Skyrim this weekend and it did not work. So I don't know if it's that Steam overlay stuff or like kind of blocking it out.
I'm sure it'll get there eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure when Windows 10 actually comes out, it'll be ready. Maybe. I'm actually not too optimistic about how much it'll work because this is kind of my fear about Xbox on Windows 10 is it doesn't really work with Steam games, I don't think. I don't think it will work like that until sometime after.
I'm sure it'll be after, but I'm sure it won't be too far after.
And actually, speaking of Xbox on Windows 10, they added Solitaire to Windows 10.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't save your achievements or anything. Like, it doesn't save a lot of that stuff, which is kind of bogus. But if you just want to play Solitaire, you can play Solitaire. And they forgot all the classic stuff.
I'm a fan of Solitaire. I'll play it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's fun to just pop in there and do stuff. And they've got an avatar app now that you can kind of go in and customize your avatar. So some really cool stuff coming up. Really cool stuff.
Nice.
Now, if they could just make it work with Steam games, that would be great. Because
they'll get there.
Because I've seen some stuff on the Windows Store that, oh dear, they might start distributing again, if you know what I mean. To clear that up for you folks, what I mean is that they've got a Windows Store beta, and they've got sections for games, apps, and movies and TV. And, oh dear, if they go down that route, they're not going to have Xbox on Windows 10 for a while. It's not going to last if they distribute through that store. It is a mess.
Yeah, their store is not that great.
Like, it's definitely improved. It's got some really cool stuff, like horizontally scrolling menus. But it's still pretty much the same story you remember from Windows 8.
Yep.
And I do not like that. I would rather have Android or App Store. I would rather have that kind of look going on. Play Store, I'm sorry. Where they kind of have, like, when you open it, it's got the search bar, apps, games, movies, TV, music, books, and newsstand in, like, their own little sections. So you don't have to view. Like, you can still view all of them at the same time, but you kind of, to dig deep, you have to go into a separate section of the Google Play app.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really nice, and I think that's where they should go. Like I said, I'm optimistic on where it can go, not where it is going. And actually, for true transparency... Before we sat down to record, my computer decided, hey, I'm just going to shut off. I'm going to restart. And it gave me like a frowny face blue screen. So it's like gave you with Windows 8 if something went wrong with your computer. So that's fun after having reset it recently. So that's fun.
That's fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. So let's move on to the headlines as my voice starts to fade. So, PT is being delisted, in about, 2 days?
The 29th. This is the last day. So if you have not played PT on your PS4, or if you have at least not downloaded it, do it, because this is the last time you'll be able to play it.
Do it, do it. Let me follow the link here so I can... I'm so unprofessional. Like, I have...
You're fired.
I have it. Like, I have all the other stories. I just didn't have this up. And this comes straight from Konami, folks.
Yes.
This... I'm on their Japanese website right now. The distribution of PT playable teaser on PlayStation Store will expire on Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. And you got some videos here, like the ads, like the gameplay trailer.
Yeah, it's very promotional.
Yeah, it's very, like, you see some images from PT, which I kind of wish I had a PS4 so I could actually download this demo, but I don't. So, and then there's like a thing regarding it, saying PT, it's based on a new concept, whatever. What do you have to add to this?
The game was fantastic. The demo was fantastic. I loved it. Scary as shit. I mean, you probably got it spoiled by now. It's been out for almost a year.
Definitely.
But, either way, if you don't know anything about it, even if you know something about it and you haven't played it yet, just go play it. Because, which will lead into our next story, you're never going to play it. You're not going to play what it was supposed to be.
Yep, this comes straight from Guillermo del Toro's mouth, which, bless his heart.
And as of this morning, Norman Reedus' mouth.
Yeah, I see the update here.
Yep.
And
he has also confirmed it's been canceled because his contract is up. That's confirmed from Konami.
Yep.
His contract's done. So.
And to kind of clue everyone in here, PT was, what it was, a playable teaser for Silent Hills. And now Silent Hills is no longer happening.
Yep.
Norman Reedus says, super bummed about this, was really looking forward to it. By the way, learn grammar, Norman Reedus, please. Hopefully it'll come back around. Sorry, everyone, pizza face. Pizza? Really? But Guillermo del Toro spoke at an event in San Francisco, and here's his quote. It's not going to happen, and that breaks my greasy heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, take that... I say take that with a... I can't really say take that with a grain of salt, because Guillermo del Toro has kind of brought this about himself. Because every... Have you noticed every time Guillermo del Toro puts his name on a game, it always gets canceled?
Well, I don't know if it's his fault necessarily.
Well, I know, but it's like prior...
He's just doomed. Oh. That's the problem. He's just doomed.
Doomed.
Well, doomed.
Doomed. But... You might remember a few years back, 2011, with Insane. Oh my gosh. I just talking about it, I really wanted that game to happen. Because it's kind of similar to the concept of Evil Within, just this really scary, atmospheric type game that has you just going around and being scared shitless. And then with Silent Hills, I was like, okay, I'm less excited for it, but I'm still excited. Ever since I've played Alien Isolation, if the teaser looks good, I will play it. Have you already kind of said your piece on this, or?
Silent Hill is one of my favorite series of all time, and this hurts me a lot because E.T. was so good, and if this was even close to what the game was going to be, this was going to hit a home run. And Silent Hill hasn't had a home run in...
ages.
Almost a decade, in my mind.
Yeah, I was really kind of interested in the more recent one that came out for, like, PS3 or something like that, where it's kind of like a one-off, where it's like in this... It was trying to remake Silent Hill. I think it was Silent Hill Homecoming?
Homecoming was the one before Downpour. I like Downpour.
Downpour.
Don't get me wrong. I liked it a lot. Dare I say love, but it's not universally liked. and everyone hated Homecoming. I liked Homecoming. I liked every game in the series, almost, but I'm not blind to the fact that they're not fantastic home run games. I just happen to like them.
Right. Yeah. Downpour was what I was thinking of.
Yeah. They tried to be Silent Hill 2, and it worked to a degree.
Yeah. I'm grunting on the microphone, but I really...
I think their last home run was Silent Hill 4.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah, no, you won't hear a lot of people saying that either, but...
Shots have been fired.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, what is happening to my tabs? They keep closing. But anyways... I think we should kind of move on. I mean, really, there's not a lot to say other than we're really sad. I mean, I don't really know a lot of Silent Hill. I haven't played it, which I know. Another Easy, you just tweet. Oh, okay.
I'm just doing the. Don't mind me.
I was just like, Easy retweeted Norman Reedus. And then I was like, oh, because we're talking about it.
Yeah, don't mind me.
But the next item on our list is Telltale and Marvel team up.
Yep.
And so as soon as this page loads, oh, there's like, look at this really quick. Audio listeners, you're just gonna have to deal. Look at this post.
Oh, nice.
I copied and pasted the image from Telltale, and it appeared twice because I can't go back and edit it, so
that's all right.
So yay. But Telltale and Marvel announced today that there's going to be a collaboration happening in 2017 for an upcoming Telltale series. Now, I don't really have a lot to say about this because it's obvious what it is, I think.
Well, there's not much to say on it because they have literally said nothing on it.
They wrote three paragraphs, and those three paragraphs are the kind of
nothing paragraphs.
Yeah,
they're padding their work.
They are really padding it. And Ryan McCaffrey of IGN came out and said, you know, I love Telltale, but I want Walking Dead. The Wolf Among Us Season 2.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I'm excited that Walking Dead Season 3 is going to happen at some point.
And I can't wait for that either.
Which, at this pace, it's probably coming out in 2017 as well.
Yeah.
Because, let's be honest about Telltale. I've been very vocal about Telltale. I've been really supportive of them. But Telltale, you gotta slow the fuck down.
Completely agree. This is getting ridiculous now.
Because, to recap for people, here's the lineup they have going on. They have, currently, Tales from the Borderlands. Or Tales of the Borderlands?
Tales from the Borderlands?
From the Borderlands.
Yeah.
Then Game of Thrones, the Telltale game series. And, then they're going to have Minecraft Story Mode. Then their, I can't remember what they call it, their super show thing going on.
I don't even know what that is, so they've got another one?
Yeah, they've got their own IP thing happening with that.
Oh, Lord, that's four.
The Walking Dead Season 3, that's been confirmed.
Five.
And now, Telltale Games and Marvel Entertainment, so that's six.
Well, and Wolf Among Us Season 2, because they've already confirmed that's happening.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, but that's all they've said. There's literally nothing other than, yep, we'll do it.
And that's not even including if you want to do... Oh, what else did they do? I think they're going to be doing something. I can't remember, but...
I don't know, but if there is more, this is just getting out of hand. They need to make a new engine to make me want to see more from them.
Yeah, and I've said my piece about how it looks in Game of Thrones, but with Tales from the Borderlands, it is readily apparent. We need the Telltale Tool V2 fast.
We need Telltale Tool V10 fast.
V10?
Yeah, just skip 2 through 9 and just make the best version you can.
Yeah, just Telltale.
You got that HBO money, you got that Marvel money now, come on.
Yeah, and then
you got the Gearbox money.
And the Lionsgate money.
Oh, yep.
Because they're helping them out as an investor.
Guys, get your shit together. And I know people call bullshit on me saying all that. Have you played their games? Guys, they're spreading themselves too thin. I'm not saying their content's not good, but what their content is being presented on is not good.
Yeah, it is.
It's taking too long for everything to happen. Why is Walking Dead Season 3 still not a glimmer in someone's eye? Why is Wolf Among Us Season 2 just said, yep, we're going to do it? So, I understand they have multiple teams. They don't have enough teams.
Mm.
I'm sorry, they don't. I should not be waiting 8 years for Season 3 or Season 2 or whatever.
Yeah, because
stop spreading yourselves thin.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that was it. I mean, just... And I'll say this, too. Am I the only one who wants to see Wallace and Gromit, Episode 5?
I miss Wallace and Gromit. Where did
they
go? I love
Wallace and Gromit. Nowhere. Nobody cares about them, I guess, anymore. Telltale made Wallace and Gromit games like the Walking Dead games. You know, like all their games. And I loved those games. Those games are fantastic.
I remember what I was thinking of. I think they're going to make a new Strongback game.
Oh, really?
Because people were saying, I'm losing my voice, yay, that people are kind of getting emails about it, and that people are getting emails, like, care packages for Back to the Future as well,
interesting.
Something's happening. I don't know, but it's happening.
That's interesting.
They haven't confirmed it, but it's happening.
Yeah.
But to wrap up, I really think it's an issue of announcing things way too soon.
Completely. 100%.
And I think the only reason they announced the Marvel thing is Age of Ultron.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. They need to jump on that bandwagon, and I'm sorry, but you didn't need to jump on that bandwagon.
And
the bandwagon's going to be there forever.
The bandwagon's all year long.
Right, you're not gonna lose yourself if you announce this, you know, 2 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, like, and my big thing is they announced Minecraft Story Mode, and I'm like, I don't want it. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck asked for that because I don't.
Microsoft.
But besides Microsoft, what fan actually asked for that? What happens when this fails? I'm not saying it will, because, I mean, Telltale, people will buy a Telltale game just based off the name. But, I mean, what happens if it's not up to their, you know, sales standards? What's going to happen? Who looks stupid there?
Microsoft?
It's going to be Telltale. It's not going to be Microsoft. Microsoft's just giving them the property. Presumably the money.
I just think this is part of... I know Phil Spencer swears up and down. He's not going to whore out Minecraft. But that's what this is. He's whoring out Minecraft.
Maybe yes and no. When they start doing more things like this with Minecraft, then you can absolutely say it. Maybe Telltale came to them and said, listen, guys, we got this great idea. And Microsoft said, you know what? Go for it.
I don't think that's the case because...
Probably not, but...
Because here's my thing. When they showed off HoloLens, they showed off Minecraft. They have been big on promoting Minecraft.
Well, they'd be foolish not to. I don't like Minecraft, but they're foolish not to. That's billions of dollars for them.
Well, I get it. They paid a lot of money, but they paid a lot more money for Rare. We haven't heard anything.
I think E3 you'll hear something about Rare.
Oh, yeah. I've got it on my little list.
Yeah.
Oh, big things happening there, I think. I don't have any entire information on E3 other than I don't even have anything from Nintendo yet. I don't really have anything set up other than interviews about a few secret games, but not really.
You may not hear much from Nintendo.
Yeah,
they don't like to talk.
Yeah, but I think this new property, going back to Telltale, is Spider-Man.
Possibly.
Because
that could work.
Who translates better to good, bad, the grit, moral line than Spider-Man?
And who translates better to back and forth witty banter than Spider-Man?
Exactly. Like, you're not gonna have civil war happening in that game.
No, I don't think it's gonna be that serious. I think it's gonna be more jokey.
Yeah, it's gonna be more Tales from Borderlands, except for without that second character.
Yeah.
It's gonna be his, like, inner monologue type thing. But anyways, we've been spending too long on Telltale, but I love you, Telltale. Please, come home.
I do, and that's me too. I love them. I love them. This is coming from a place of love, not hate.
Yeah.
Fix your shit, Telltale.
We're very worried about you, son.
Yeah. We see what you're doing, and we love you for it, but do it better.
Don't strive for mediocrity. Please, be better.
That's right.
Then the biggest news story I think we've heard is Steam, in their own words, Steam adds more ways for workshop creators to earn money. So I'm not even going to preface this. I'm just going to say, what do we think?
I don't play enough PC games to have a huge vested interest, but I'll say this. When I heard the news, I was kind of 50-50 on it. Now hearing more people talk about it, I don't think it's a good thing. And I'll say this. The guy who created Garry's Mod, I don't know if you heard what he said when he came out with either yesterday or the day before. Said, if you don't like it, well, I don't really like it either, and you should find a way to pirate them.
Hmm.
So if a guy who came up with one of the best mods available is telling you to steal it, what does that tell you?
Indeed.
I mean, that to me says a lot. Again, I'm not a huge PC gamer. I dabble here and there, but that's pretty telling.
I think in it... I don't really have a lot of ideas about things, but when it comes to the stuff that matters like this, you're paying for mods. This changes the PC landscape whether you would like it or not.
Yeah.
Because... I have sitting on my computer a mod for Battlefront 2. I don't want to pay 49 cents. I don't want to pay for something that is not commissioned by anybody. But I do think it's kind of a thing of Steam's making moves towards kind of changing the landscape with early things like early access, Steam Greenlight. All those things are, not to use the Joker analogy, kind of gonna tread lightly here, but the first time people saw Heath Ledger as the Joker, they freaked the fuck out. This week when they saw Joker Jared Leto as the Joker, they freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that, but that's another story for here and there.
Did that happen this week?
It happened last week, but late in the week.
The week's kind of blurred for me. Because of the whole job thing, but, like I said earlier, this is not, like, complaining. I'm not complaining about having a job, but it does kind of open your perspective to things like this. While Steam is changing the landscape, I don't know if this is for the better. I don't want to pay for mods.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Who really wants to pay for a mod? Because what if this paid mod works, but then you download a non-paid mod, and then all of a sudden it fucks everything up because it's not a paid one? And, you know, Steam's taking 75% of it. You're only getting 25%. People are complaining about the monetary, what they're going to get for it. But Gabe came out, your Lord and Savior, and said, listen, if it doesn't work, we'll quit. We'll stop it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have the ability to make this not work, guys. Just don't buy any.
Like a lot of people say, and I don't usually agree with Angry Joe here, but vote with your wallet.
Yeah, vote with your wallet. I don't agree sometimes with the vote with your wallet thing, but in this case I think it's valid.
Yeah, I mean, the free mods are still going to be there, so, but I am kind of conflicted about this, you know, because what if people are getting what if this is like a serious issue? I kind of like to see some like notable mod, like for the people who are making Skywind. I kind of want to see them talk about this.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I mean, there's gonna be people who are just like you who said, you know what? Screw this. I make mods all the time. You know, I don't want to charge people for it because I feel that it's not something we should be charging for. And you'll see those people, of course, but then you'll see the other people who think, well, you know what? I should be paid for this. And it's going to be a slippery slope, man. Because what's going to happen when they start to regulate it?
Hmm.
And you have to charge for it. Then you're going to have to go through backdoor channels, and then it could fuck up your game.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a very slippery slope we're on.
Indeed. Stay vigilant, citizens.
Yes.
Speaking of staying vigilant, Gears of War are coming to Xbox One. Please, God, no.
I don't know how I feel about this. I don't care one way or the other, necessarily. It's weird that they're only doing the first game, though.
Yeah. That's the key point here.
Although, we only know that they're doing the first game. We don't know that that's the only game they're doing. They're only talking about the first game. And are they really talking about it? Because it was kind of, like, leaked.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You don't know these things. Maybe they leaked it on purpose, because it's pretty weird the way that we found out this exists.
Right, because I didn't publish it as a story, because it's not really a story. When you think about it, it's kind of a leak. That's why I talk about more of the rumory shit here. I mean,
it's pretty clear that it's happening, but they didn't talk about it in a press release. People just noticed people are playing this game already. People are testing this game, and we can see it on their profiles.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they did a thing where Xbox One preview members or Windows 10 insiders weren't able to play it.
Who knows? For all we know, this game is going to be like, this is going to be their E3, because I know this is not E3 talk, but, you know, just as an aside, every year they typically, or they have something, you know, recently to where, well, guess what? It's out today, guys. Go play it after the conference. What if this game is like that?
What if
this is their game?
I don't think that this is their game?
I don't think so either, but I'm just saying, you know, as a what-if scenario. I'm not saying put money on this. Don't go to Vegas and be like, yo, Gears of War, Xbox remaster.
Well, because, actually, let's go into what... Let's entertain this idea of games coming out on E3. So I'm going to open some of my E3 predictions, and I don't care if I'm spoiling this that episode. Okay, so... I think Alan Wake is going to happen before Gears of War.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I hope so. I would much rather have Alan Wake.
The reasoning is because Gears does not have an upcoming game.
Gears has an upcoming game. We just don't know when it's coming out.
In the next year, though.
Well, we don't know. Who knows?
And
what if they come out at E3 and be like, yo, Gears is coming out in November. Enjoy.
Well,
I don't think that's going to happen whatsoever. I'm just saying, what if they do? And then they push it back in October.
Like Quantum Break?
Right. Quantum Break, in their defense, though, they have yet to still give a date for that. So people can't say it was pushed back, because they never gave a date. It's just what we expected.
Yeah,
Remedy, for Christ's sake. Remedy never puts out a game in a timely manner. And they're always good, so just give them their time.
Well, but the thing is, with Gears of War, I think nostrils again. I don't know what's going on here. Might be pollen in the air.
Yep.
It's kind of a tricky thing with my nose. The nose knows best. But anyways.
Who knows?
But Gears of War is definitely like Crackdown in the sense that I think if we do get some kind of announcement, you see it more in a tech demo state than you do an actual game state.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have talked zero about the next Gears of War. For, like you said, Pipe Dream, Gears of War maybe comes out in 2018. Maybe.
Oh, I think it comes out sooner than that. I think 2016.
Ooh, you're crazy, man. You're crazy.
I think it's coming out in November of 2016.
Like, I get your reasoning for that, but it's... I think Crackdown's more likely to come out that year.
I think Crackdown may come out in spring, summer of 16.
Because the last I heard from Black Tusk, they were still doing motion capture for the guns and everything. They were just modeling the guns. And you know how long it takes to model something? A really fucking long time.
I think they've got a big team. I think Microsoft's giving them all they need. I think, honestly, I think they're going to try and get in on 10-year anniversary. That just makes sense to me. It just makes sense.
Well, the thing is, if this is just the one game, I
think that's baffling if it is, but go ahead.
I don't want... because the thing with Halo is you had some kind of nostalgia. You had something new to experience. Halo 2 got the way you remember it, not the way it was. Like, it ran at 60 frames a second. That's new. Yeah. What does Gears of War 1 have new?
Well, I don't think Gears 1 was 60 frames per second.
It was.
Are you sure?
I am not. Okay, fact checker, awesome.
I don't think it was. I think in Gears of War 1 came out in November of 2006. It's almost nine years. This was their big Xbox 360 franchise. Halo was their Xbox franchise. This is their Xbox 360 franchise. That's what got them off the ground. I think the nostalgia would be there for this, because this may have been someone's Halo. This was someone's Halo.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 30. Okay.
Yeah.
But even then, like, Halo...
Well, you know this new one's going to be 60.
Oh, please, God, no. I don't like 60. I don't.
I don't care one way or the other, to be honest with you. I'm not one of those people. I don't give a shit one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't really care, but... Like,
just make whatever your game works well with.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. If it's 24 frames per second and that's how your game works, then fine.
Oh, God, don't even talk to me about 24 frames a second. Filmic.
If that's how your game works best, then just do it.
Well, the thing is, I don't think people realize that there is not a hard limitation on frames per second. If Halo really wanted to, it could run at 300 frames a second.
I couldn't say one way or the other on that one.
Because...
I'm going down that road.
Here's why I say that. Because GTA 5 on PC, we know it came out, right? It runs at 300 frames a second on PC. They are just limiting that frames per second because, quote-unquote, the architecture can't handle it. Which it can. Don't even fucking give me that shit. Because frames per second is a CPU thing, and the CPU in the Xbox One and PS4 are really good. They're 2005 PC good, but they're still good.
They're not 2005 PC good.
Oh, come on, GD.
They're 2014 PC good.
No, no, no.
13 maybe.
No.
I don't think they're that bad.
Because the reason I say that is because you look at the graphics card and it's something from... Like, you look at even in the PS4, like, where they priced out the RAM, GDDR5, PCs don't use that at all. Like, unless you're building a $3,000 PC, you are not going to need GDDR5 RAM.
Because, shouldn't that tell you they made a pretty good PC then?
Yeah, but... Yeah. Anyways, we gotta stop talking about this because we're already at an hour and a quarter and we've got like 15 minutes to kind of wrap up. So, let's get into the next thing. Resident Evil. It sold 1 million units. Yay. Capcom actually told us what it sold, not shipped. But I don't...
Well, they kind of have to. It's all digital.
Well, and here's my thing about that. How does Capcom know what it sold?
Well, digitally. If it's digital, you get the number immediately.
Oh my gosh, it happened again with Resident Evil. I think this happened in all my articles. Duplicate images.
Eh, that's okay.
It's fine. But anyways, I loved the remaster. We don't really have a lot to say. I think we do see what you were talking about not too long ago with Zero or the second.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Zero needs to come next. It's running on the same engine. It should be the exact same process.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Just do it. This will sell.
Just do it.
Yeah. And then we're kind of moving on because...
Yeah, there's not much to say. Resident Evil is one of my favorite series. Other than that, go just move on.
Yeah.
Remaster it. Remake everything. Let's go.
Let's go. So Square Enix, they have a press conference. Cool.
I'm not that excited.
I wish it was a pre-E3 conference. This is on June 16th at 9 a.m. PST. So whatever that converts to... Oh, I got a Skype notification. Why do I always get Skype notifications when we're talking?
You're an important guy.
Guess so. But I don't think people realize the importance of this. Square Enix has 16 games for this year alone, and I don't think people realize that. So let's look at the Skype notification.
I don't even think Square realized that.
Yeah, because I could go through Square Enix catalog. They have Just Cause 3, Rise of the Tomb Raider, which I actually modified some of my E3 stuff because of that. This, because I don't think you see Tomb Raider at the Xbox conference.
I think you will.
In a trailer?
I think it might be different.
In a trailer, but you're not going to get a demo.
I don't know if you'll get a demo at all.
Oh.
I want to. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know if you will at all. Because I don't think it's coming out this year.
They would be crazy not to. Because... it's coming out this year.
But I don't think it is. That's the thing.
Well, can I ask why?
Because I honestly think they were doing this specifically to combat Uncharted. And since Uncharted is no longer coming out this year, Microsoft doesn't need to have it come out this year. Let it bake even further. You're paying for it. Microsoft's paying for it. Let it bake even further.
Now, actually...
And again, we don't know the contracts, so maybe it has to come out in a certain time.
Yeah, I do think that's kind of like, hey, you agreed to this time, let's make it on time. Actually, I've got a really interesting question about the Xbox exclusivity. Is that coming to a PC?
Eventually, it might.
See, because I want to be
eventually able... it might come to PlayStation 4. I mean, again, they're not talking about it, and they're not going to.
See, that's...
because... Microsoft, it's Microsoft. They want it on Xbox.
That's a serious miss for me. That is a serious miss if it's not going to be on PC. Because you're pushing your PC platform, Xbox on Windows 10. Port it. I don't care. Port it. Damn it.
And they might. Let me just double check. If it's been announced for PC.
I really hope so. That would be such a dumb move.
Now, see, Xbox exclusive.
Oh my god!
But it's a specific time period.
I know, but I'm not building this PC for nothing.
Well, you're right. You're building it for other games. You don't necessarily need to play. You have an Xbox One.
Yeah, but there are certain games that. Like Dragon Age Inquisition. I don't know if you... Have we talked about Dragon Age on this?
I've played it with the EA Access. So it's not my game. I'm not into it.
So, basically how I feel about Dragon Age is that's a game I really have to play on PC. It's do or die for me. It's PC or nothing.
Yeah, not me. Definitely not me.
Because, here's why I say that. The tactical camera... that is not something that it probably does not work well on Xbox or PlayStation or whatever.
Why? It worked perfect. It worked great on Tomb Raider, you know, the remake.
No, I'm talking about Dragon Age.
Okay, Dragon Age. Okay, I gotcha.
Because the port from Tomb Raider, the from PC to Xbox One was great. Even though you can turn off stress effects. Who fucking cares about stress effects? But anyways, because stress effects is a completely arbitrary thing. Slider.
Hey, that hair looked great.
That stress effects, though. But really, Rise of the Tomb Raider was one of those games that I played on 360, but it was practically unplayable for me on 360.
Really?
It wasn't responsive enough to me.
Oh, you're crazy. I thought it was great on 360, and it was even better on Xbox One.
I mean, technically.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, see, I just like the fact that I can whip around with my mouse when I'm in a shooter. Like, in Grand Theft Auto V, I'm probably not going to use a keyboard and mouse. Let's be honest. I'm not going to be using... I'll probably use a flight stick, if anything, for Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I think that'd actually be pretty cool. You know, just driving a helicopter, have an actual flight stick so you actually know what you're doing. That's actually my biggest complaint with Grand Theft Auto V, is that I can't hook up a flight stick. But anyways, Tomb Raider was such a cool thing on PC. Like, today, it is still being used for benchmarking tests. So...
I mean, that might be all well and good, but to say it's not good on the other systems, I think it's crazy. I'm not saying it's not great on PC. I'm sure it's great. But to say it's not worth your time on other systems, I think that's way underselling it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something about the PC. I feel is better. So we got to really speed up. We got like 9 minutes. We'll probably go over, actually. So we got to talk news. Ancestors: The Humankind Odyssey has been announced by Patrice Desier. You might remember him from Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Prince of Persia: Sands of Time. That he's the creative director for all those games. So, he's making a third-person action-adventure survival episodic game. And in each episode, you guys and gals are going to relive the greatest moments of mankind, air quotes, with a documentary stylization. And that's not a lot to go on, really. But I think he's trying to describe his game through genres.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hated that with Borderlands.
There's too many words in there.
Yeah. Here's how many genres there are in his new game. Third person, one. Action, one, two. Adventure, three. Survival, four. Episodic, five. There are five genres, and not even including the combination action-adventure. So, I think this is going to be kind of similar to Life is Strange, the way that kind of happened. Is there going to be a fall in that Telltale model? But it's going to be kind of like Assassin's Creed in the respect of humankind. Mm-hmm. Like, just...
Very possible.
It sounds interesting, but I was rather saddened that he canceled his other project because it was too similar to Assassin's Creed. Like, I think he was calling it 1666 or something like that.
I don't even know what this game is, so maybe.
Hold on, let me look it up. 1666 game. Oh, no, wrong tab, damn it. But feel free to give your opinion on this while I'm...
Well, I think in a case like this, I think at the end of the day, the key here is release window, timetable. Don't do the bullshit that Telltale does, and they take into consideration fan feedback in between episodes. have a set time every month, every 2 weeks, whatever it is, and have it be relevant. Don't do Telltale. Well, they'll be like, okay, episode one is out, and then 2 months later, episode two. 3 months later, episode three. Don't do that bullshit. Have a set time. Be like Resident Evil Revelations 2, which I'd love to know the numbers on that. It's coming out. We've made the game. It's done. We're breaking it up into episodes, and it's coming out every week. And at the end, here's your disc if you want it.
See, I don't agree with the week-by-week type thing, and here's why. Because with what Life is Strange is doing, they're doing it every 2 months.
So that seems too long to me.
And here's why that's a good thing for me. Is because with Resident Evil Revelations 2, you had to come back every week. And some people, like, let's say The Witcher came out during that time. Let's just say that.
Well, I mean, don't put it out when The Witcher comes out. Resident Evil came out in March.
Well, I know, but
February through March.
But if, like, somebody moves to your timetable, you've got a delay.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't wait. Speculate on that. Just don't put it when a game like The Witcher comes out, and you'll be fine.
Well, I know. It's just 2 months seems like the right time to me, because it's like, okay, you've kind of forgot about it, but...
Well, here's the thing. Witcher's coming out next month, right?
Yeah, May 19th, I think?
Right. Well, Life is Strange is only on, what, episode 2 right now?
Yeah, episode 2.
And they're doing 5 episodes, right?
Yes.
Right. So when's the third episode coming out?
May.
Right?
Well...
So you've just shot your theory in the face. If you're really into Witcher in Life is Strange, are you going to really stop playing Witcher to play Life is Strange Episode 3?
True, but...
I don't know, to me that theory just crumbles.
I don't think I'm playing The Witcher 3 on launch, though, so...
Well, but what about those people who are?
Yeah, I understand. So, yeah, I do see how you kind of shot my theory in the face.
I don't want to put holes in your theory here, but to me... If you're going to do episodic, you have to have a set... You have to have a good time period. And listen, Resident Evil is a different beast because Resident Evil didn't do this before. You're used to playing the full Resident Evil game immediately. Especially when the first Revelations came out, it did episodic, but it did it all at once. If you wanted to play through every episode at once, you could.
Holy shit.
Resident Evil 2, Revelations 2, it was, you know, weekly. And so you didn't have to wait too long. You had the cliffhangers, you could talk, and then next week you can play it. So, to me, they did it well with that, but... I don't know, that's my feeling. With an episodic game, you have to have a good timetable. With a game like this, we don't know much more about it. Mm-hmm. But maybe a month is good, maybe 2 weeks is good. Get the game done, and then have a set time period. Don't let people speculate and wait too long, because you may not get the repeat buyers. Holy. What did you find?
So, Major Nelson just tweeted. I get interrupted by him a lot when we podcast. So, they just opened up pre-orders for Project Cars and Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Yeah, on digital.
Yeah, on digital. Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah, I got it right here.
And Wolfenstein The Old Blood, which I know you had some interest in, but...
I don't know if we can... Interested. I mean, that's fine. It's not a big deal. I'm just still interested in it.
I will be buying it, probably. When I play the New Order, whenever that is.
That's a fantastic game.
I've heard.
One of my favorites of last year.
So going back, 1666 Amsterdam basically turned into a new Assassin's Creed, is what I'm hearing. Which, I'm thinking... crazy plot aside, Assassin's Creed Victory looks... like Amsterdam. Mm. It's set in London. Looks pretty similar.
Yeah.
So there might be a little problem with that, if you catch my drift.
I'm catching it.
Catching that drift. And then we got Guitar Hero's first set list. So, well, I don't know why... Safari does this, but it reloads every time I click on a new tab. It's so frustrating.
You gotta use something other than Safari, man. Get with the times.
Well, I only...
It's just like you're using Internet Explorer. What's wrong with you?
The reason I use it is because I only use my iPad when I'm doing this shit.
You gotta download Chrome, man.
Well, I don't know.
I use Chrome on my iPad. I don't fuck around with Safari.
Well, I would if this was the size of this. If my phone was...
Well, look at this. Look at... Well, the iPad that I'm holding up is the size of your screen.
So, anyways, the songs are Ed Sheeran, Sing, American Authors, Best Day of My Life, Jake Bugg, What Doesn't Kill You, Gary Clark Jr.'s Don't Owe You a Thang, Band of Skulls, Asleep at the Wheel, Of Monsters and Men. I think that's supposed to be Of Mice and Men?
No, nope. I have no idea.
Of Monsters and Men. Little Talks. Alter Bridge, Cry of Achilles, Biffy Clyro, Sounds Like Balloons, Blitzkids, Sometimes the War on Drugs, The War on Drugs, Under the Pressure.
And well, you seem to be excited by that one.
I think you know why I'm excited about that one.
I don't.
They were in GTA. That song was in GTA.
Are they?
Yeah.
Which song? Because honestly, dude,
Under the Pressure.
I know none of these bands.
Well,
I know none of them.
I know all of them.
I know none of them. I don't listen to rock music, so I don't know any of these people.
Well, a lot of this isn't rock. It's more poppy.
Okay, I don't listen to pop music either.
Oh, dang it.
What's the War on Drugs song in GTA? Is it Under Pressure?
I think it is.
How does that song go?
Well, I can't play it because...
Well, don't play it. I mean, just what is it? What's the main lyric?
Let me look it up. I can't find it. It was Under the Pressure, so.
Well, I have it right here. I'll listen to it when we break. But
yeah, but anyways, playing a GTA song. I love those songs, so kudos to those guys for paying a bajillion dollars for that song.
I'm sure it didn't cost that much.
Well,
I'm sure it didn't cost a lot of money at all. I think they just want their name in the game.
Yeah,
I think that's how they get a lot of these songs.
Yeah, but it was like I was talking about when Guitar Hero Live got announced. Is they're kind of going for the Spotify kind of feel, where it's like you have music from every walk of life. Ed Sheeran, yeah. He's pop. American Authors, they're, well, pop. Jake Bugg, he's country. Gary Clark Jr., that's jazz. Like, a lot of this is really weird stuff, like Alter Bridge. I mean, some of these actually I haven't listened to, so I'll
Alter Bridge. See, I don't know any of these guys, so I can't say one way or the other, but I have a feeling that if these aren't, like, huge, crazy hits, I think it's one of those things, like, it's like the Madden. It's like the Madden thing. Mm-hmm. They always took... They had a popular song, but then all the rest of it was kind of not popular and nobody knows too much about, and they'll throw a little bit of money at them, but they know the people who these songs are for, they know they're going to get better, they're going to get more money because people are going to listen to this in their game and they're going to go buy it.
Yeah, because you're playing it, I mean...
Right.
I even add in the closing statements of my article... Hey, if you excuse me, I gotta go listen to some music off Spotify because these sound rad. And I do not use that word lightly, folks. I know I've used it a lot lately, but I do not use those terms lightly. But like I said, I really think Guitar Hero Live is gonna triumph over Rock Band this year. That said, this year, I think Rock Band will kind of gain some footing very, very soon. So next, we got Overlord. Not really a lot to talk about with this one. It's not the Overlord you were expecting, but it's the Overlord you're getting. It's kind of like a top-down action RPG written by Rihanna Pritchett. And you got some Mark Silk back to voice the minions of the game, but needless to say, it's not the same game.
But if you like that universe, at least you're getting something.
Yeah, if you like the universe. And I think this is all they can really do until... Because I don't think this is the Overlord 3. I think Overlord 3 is still way down the pipeline.
I think if they make Overlord 3, it's directly tied to this. If this doesn't hit well, I don't think Overlord 3 exists.
Oh, you mean the gauging interest?
Yeah, I think if this game doesn't do well, then there's going to be no Overlord 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the I don't know, because they're two different games. Overlord 2 is not this.
Oh, I completely agree, but I don't know why they'd go for this style of game over the other Overlords, other than to say, let's try this, and if you like this and you get in on the world, what's to say they don't remaster 1 and 2 and then put those out?
Right. Well, would they even need to remaster that, though?
I don't think they need to remaster Overlord at all, because I don't think Overlord even needs to exist past 2.
Mm.
But here we are. People love Overlord. Don't get me wrong. There are dedicated Overlord fans.
Oh yeah.
I just don't see Overlord 3 happening unless this one does well.
Actually, you really do make some good points there. And speaking of things that do not need to exist, Total War Warhammer has been announced, and it is just what you think it is.
It's exactly what you expect.
Oh, it is exactly what you expect.
Here's a win for you, though. You got only one picture.
Oh, yeah. Because I think that was happening before I started to kind of... because the ones that had double pictures are ones that had to manually upload through Dropbox and whatnot. So, yeah, what do you think of this? It's...
I don't know, man. Total War, Warhammer. Total War's... is very, a very popular series, but I know Warhammer is also popular, but do we really care? I don't care whatsoever.
Yeah,
I know those two fan bases care. Well, but they're specific to PC.
Well, the thing is, I'm glad they're working with Games Workshop, but I just want a new Warhammer.
I think you'll get a Warhammer, a different Warhammer eventually.
Yeah, and to kind of wrap up on this headlines, because we've been talking, we are way over right now. We're at 206, and I really didn't want to go this long, but we got stuff to talk about, so. I don't think it, like you said, we're probably going to get a Warhammer soon, so. Let's move on to the new releases, or rather, the notable releases, because there are some shit games coming out this week.
Yeah.
There are some shitty games. So first up, we got some PlayStation. Because we try not to discriminate here against... We try to remain platform agnostic, even though we like to play on Xbox One. So what's dropping this week? Like we talked about earlier, Broken Age. For PS4, PS Vita, and PC. So to kind of explain, by the way, it's cross-buy, so if you want to buy on Vita.
That's good.
And if for people who don't realize what that is, it's you buy on Vita, you get it on PS4.
And vice versa.
Yeah. And Broken Age is the coming of, well, I don't think we should really have to describe Broken Age.
I know, it's an adventure game.
It's an adventure game.
That's all you need to throw out. If people love adventure games, then they'll gravitate.
Yeah, and Act 2 is coming out on PC, so you can play the entire thing. And on, I think it's PC, Mac, and Linux. I don't know about Mac and Linux, but it's definitely on PC. I don't know how much it costs, because it just went out to backers. I should clarify, Act 2 is only for backers right now. I don't think it's actually released yet, if that makes sense.
Hopefully I'm on that backer train.
Yeah, well...
I know I'm on that backer train, but I haven't been paying attention to the emails, so I'll have to go check.
Yeah, it's just... like, sometimes you just get lost in your emails. It happens.
Yeah.
Then we got Tropico 5 for PS4. I guess... sure, it exists.
It's still popular, I guess. If they came out with a fifth one.
Well, Tropico.
I bought Tropico 4 for like 39 cents when it was when that accident on Steam last year.
Did they?
Or this year?
Did they take it away?
Yeah, it only lasts for like 20 minutes.
Oh, okay,
it was like, an accident.
That shouldn't happen, but Oh, well.
It happened.
Like, they should just say, hey, could you pay us a little more because we've kind of screwed up? But and then if you don't, it's like, well, you already paid for it, so whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of the rules of owning a cast register, which I've learned a little bit more recently, is after you make that transaction is over. If it has been charged to a card, no additional money should change hands.
Yep.
And you should not be able to refuse service for somebody who paid less on an accident. That was your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I don't get why Tropical 5 came to PS4. Why it's out. Well, not out, but it's out tomorrow when I'm at work. But I really don't see why there's a value in Tropical 5 on PS4. I don't. I'd rather play that on PC. Like I said. They need to use the touchpad.
Someone cares.
They need to use the touchpad.
I think they will.
Oh, please, God. Yes. And then we've got Shovel Knight on Xbox One. We know what this is. It's coming out. It's out this week. Yay.
I'm curious. I hope it's good.
Yeah, I'll definitely probably pick it up on PC now that I'm building one, but I'm curious about Shovel Knight. Then we got State of Decay Year 1 Survival Edition on Xbox One and PC. So this includes all the DLC as well, 1080p, 60, all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't played it, pick it up. What are you doing? And if you've played it on 360 or I don't know if they included a discount for PC as well. I don't know if it just upgrades you or...
I don't know about that. I know that there is the discount for the PC, for the Xbox, but either way, from everything, I would love to play this game. It's just not available for me right now, but I like those type of games, so you like those type of games...
Well, I mean, you gotta choose. State of Decay is like, what, a 40-hour game, and then Mortal Kombat's like, you could play it forever?
Yeah.
So, you gotta pick and choose. Gotta pick and choose. Then, weirdly, WWE 2K15 and RBI Baseball 15 are coming out on PC.
Yeah, the 2K15, WWE, that came out of left field for me. I wasn't expecting that announcement.
Yeah, they just kind of announced it and like...
And then it's here.
Yeah, it's... Okay. could you not have made that out? Like, could you not have put that out when it was on Xbox One?
Yeah, that's very weird. And I think it comes with all the DLC, too.
Yes, so it does.
You're lucky. I mean, maybe you're not lucky. You had to wait, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It's not a great game, so you know what? Maybe you're better off that you waited.
Oh, I was actually going to ask about that, so never mind.
I have it on Xbox One. It's not a great... It's very different if you're used to the other ones. They definitely changed up the gameplay. It's not bad. It's just not great either.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till next year, basically. There's so many things that they cut from the series that should have been there. It's basically like the games that you know... It's like EA's hockey. They cut almost everything out of it, but it'll be back next year.
It'll be back next year.
Yeah, it's like every sports game that comes out on a new console. First iteration is missing everything.
Yeah, I think WWE 2K16 or whatever, 2K16, is going to be really good. Oh, it
better be.
And it's 10% off right now. $45 instead of $50. Woot, I guess. Stealth Inc. is coming out today. Wait, is that today? April 30th? No, that's 3 days from now.
That's Thursday.
Solarix, science fiction horror game, open-ended levels. You can play it either stealthy or in combat. So, yay. And then, what's the last one? Last two? Skyforce Anniversary, you shoot 'em up. It's the Skyforce Anniversary, rather. So I think it's, what, the second year or third year or something like that? And then you got Chroma Squad, which I forgot to pre-order that. Ugh, I'm going to kick myself for that. I don't really need to explain Chroma Squad because that's kind of been a really big title on PC. So, let's just move on up to the outro.
Yep.
Because we are like 15 minutes over. This is, yeah. It's already been long enough. It's been long enough, Bessie.
That's right.
So you can tweet at us at Bladed Tech Show. If you want to tweet out the podcast. If you want to tweet at me, I am at Austin Belzer on Twitter, at Austin Belzer on Instagram, so you can send me photos, but please no dick pics. Please. No.
Yeah, you'll get banned from Instagram for that. That's what Snapchat's for.
Yeah, that's what Snapchat's for. Wink, wink. Nudge. This week I've added my YouTube and Twitch because I might be doing some streaming stuff? I don't know.
Maybe?
But my YouTube is The Bladed Tech Show, as is this podcast, and so is my Twitch. Chris, can I find you?
Heezy, everything. Twitch, YouTube, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Everything is Heezy, H-E-A-Z-I-E. Watch my videos on YouTube. You know you want to.
Yeah, they're actually really good. I endorse this.
Nice. Thank you.
And then you can contact us via email. Do you want to send us fan mail? Want to get your name in the show?
Maybe.
But that's something I'm brainstorming, so send all of that stuff, whatever you want. Just please, again, no dick pics, no boob pics, no nothing inappropriate.
Send me the boob pics at my Twitter.
Yeah. DM him.
That's right.
Direct message him on Twitter.
Man, female, whatever. I don't care.
You might care.
That's true.
Because I've had a few people contact me and I want to remind everyone, because I forgot to remind everyone the last three podcasts, that this one, the one you are listening to right now, is the last one going up on the old feed. So if you're not subscribed, go to provengamer.com. There's little podcast tabs, and then go down to the Bladed Tech Show. It's just like a hover menu. And click on that, and click on one of the episodes, and it'll take it right to the RSS. It'll just say RSS.
That's right. Right at the top.
Right.
It's easy.
Well, not right at the top. It's like
well,
you'll see RSS, and you'll see a link. When you see the words RSS, you'll see a link. So that about does it for the Bladed Tech Show number 37. The Pun Night Rises. And listen to the outro, if I remember to put it in here.
But he'll remember. Now. He's good.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Oop.